Hi, welcome to another episode of the MCAST. This is Hans speaking with Hector.
Yeah, hey, what's up, guys?
And today is pretty exciting because not only do we have, we actually have two special guests. And one is one of the senior designers from the group, Paulo.
Hey, how's it going?
Paulo Garcia.
And then we got one special guest. Hector, you want to make the announcement?
I was surprised that he came in, but we're really happy. Ed actually took time out of the celebratory dance that he's been doing for the past week and came in.
Excellent.
Hi, everyone. How are you doing? Sorry I haven't been able to join these podcasts over the last few weeks or months. But
Well, you've been a busy man.
We've all been very busy, and Hans and Hector managed to hold on the fort while we were all kind of with our heads down.
So, obviously, you know, we've gotten a lot of questions in the past about the game, about, you know, fatalities, you know, the pro moves, and who better to answer some of those questions than Ed and Paulo.
Yep, Paulo and I have got a bunch of pretty cool tidbits, clues, fatality motions and pro move motions to share with everybody in this, as well as, I guess, answering a bunch of questions that you guys got.
Yeah, people write in and ask us questions all the time, and now for the first time since the game is out, finally, after months and months and months of it, we can actually answer every single question now without having to run it by everybody and making sure we're not giving too much away. So,
or getting dirty looks from MK Sarah.
Yeah.
Right.
The elusive MK Sarah. So, you keep getting shot.
My left ear, I keep
Isn't
getting
that the
a
most
shot.
Annoying feeling
oh my
in the
God.
World?
Yeah.
So, what do we want to start talking about? Do we want to start talking about?
Well, we can talk about the last couple weeks, man. Like everything that we've been going through for the last couple weeks. Hans and I actually just got back from Europe, where we did this kind of like press tour thing out there. There was a bunch of events in Munich, in London, and in Paris. And at each one of the events, there was actually a tournament. So we got to see people playing the game for the first time that wasn't within our little, like, you know, kind of circle of developers all the time. Because, you know, playing against Paulo, I'm losing, you know, 99 out of 100 times. But, you know, for some reason, playing against some guy that's never picked up the game before, I was totally wrecking him. So it made
it kind of boosted your ego, didn't it? Huh?
Just a little bit.
Made you feel a little good about yourself.
A little bit better. But it was really cool. We had a really positive reaction from a lot of the people that came to our events. We had a guy in Paris that actually dressed up as the Joker and came to our event. That was pretty kind of a...
Yeah, there was a... In Paris, there was some guy that came all the way up from Italy just to interview us and also to play the game, which was really cool.
Yeah, it's amazing to see, like, the international feedback that this game is getting. Like, people around the world love MK, and that it's really humbling to be around that all the time. It's really cool.
Yeah, and I guess at the same time, Paulo and I did a... We did like a media tour. Yeah. It was more
it was
in,
like
in the U.S.
That.
Yeah, exactly. And we went to a bunch of the gaming sites, the magazines, and showed a pretty much final version of the game. Finally, gave a some insight into the story mode. I think we kind of really held that card close to our vest for quite a while. But then after the trailers and all that we released, everybody was kind of excited about it. And so we showed them finally how the game is. The story is presented to the player and all the fights they got to go through.
Yeah, that was definitely one of the questions that people kept asking us over and over these past couple of MCASs, where it's like, so what's the story about? How's this happen, Jan?
Yeah, exactly. There were so many questions that I think people were just kind of speculating in their head, you know, how they're going to do it this way, they're going to do it that way. We finally kind of give them a glimpse of that.
Yeah, the questions that got me the most were like, well, what happens in Scorpion's chapter? Or what happens in, like, the Flash's chapter? Like, people wanted to get... spoilers. I don't know, for some reason, like, I don't know, I never would imagine, like, you know, writing to a film producer or film director and asking them, hey, so how does the movie end, like, 5 months before it comes out, you know?
Yeah, I think there's a certain amount of because of these MCASs and because of, you know, and I guess people like you guys have shown up on the boards and all that, and I think there's, which is a good thing, I think, is there's a certain amount of feeling of, you know, there's a voice that the community, you know, the people out there actually have a voice that we listen to, and that's certainly the case.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's been really, really cool actually interacting with the fans. That's been one of my favorite parts so far, is actually talking to people. We had a couple of board members that were at our London event, and you know, all they wanted to do was just play against us the entire time. Like, they didn't want to get up. They didn't want to ask any questions. They were just like, yeah, we want to play against you. They wanted to play Hans, but Hans wouldn't pick up the controller, Ed, so I'm going to call him out on that.
Oh,
right,
great.
Now.
Thanks. You know, just throw that out there now.
Heroic brutality.
Just let
appreciate
you know.
It, yeah.
But they just wanted to play, like, the entire time. And one of the guys, the German tournament winner, yeah, like, at the end of the tournament, he won a custom MK PS3 with,
that
like,
thing was sweet,
airbrushed,
man,
on it and everything. And then at the end of it, he's like, okay, I'm not going to do a German accent. I don't want to offend anybody. But he was like, okay, when I beat your ass, you have to give me all of the fatality motions. And I was like, oh, seriously? And, like, he was really aggressive. Like, he was like, you know, I'm going to kick your ass. Like, let's play. And then finally we played. Yeah. And, like,
good thing, you know, Hector ended up winning, because I think we would have been in trouble if we gave
up. Well, I wanted the PS3. I told him, I said, if I beat you, give me the PS3. I want a custom MK PS3. But he didn't give it up. And then he asked for our autograph at the end. So yeah, it was all good.
So, yeah, that was definitely a lot of fun. Very tiring trip. But, you know, it was very cool to see a lot of the guys out there. Like you said, there's just some guys who, you know, came to the event and all they really want to do is just sit down and play the game, and you know, and that's all they did. So
it was funny watching other people play it. There was a couple guys that they didn't really understand the combo system yet. We had to explain it to them, how you can kind of splice in special moves and do pro moves and stuff like that. And the funniest thing that we saw was, like, everybody kept picking Scorpion, and they would just pull the spear in and then do an uppercut and, like, start high-fiving each other's friends. And then when I picked Scorpion, I would pull him in.
Get over!
And then do, like,
open,
you know,
up,
like,
a combo.
Yeah, and then it was like, oh, you can do that? I'm like, yes, man, it's not MK2. No. You don't just want to do an uppercut and high-five your friend because you did it. I mean, there's so much more that we were able to show them to. But it was really cool because the motions that they were doing were very intuitive. That's what they know about MK. Yeah. They know you pull a spear in, you hold down, and
yeah,
you know, one of the attack
buttons.
I think
everybody there who picked up the controller for the first time was, you know, could easily pull off, you know, a combo or, mm-hmm, you know, a special move without too much trouble. But then it was also cool to see the guys who played a bit and actually got into the game and to really pull off some of these more of these pro moves.
Yeah, a lot of that is, like, the questions that at least that I get are related to, you know, obviously the obvious ones are fatalities. Everybody says, how do you do this fatalities? And we have 5 fatalities we're going to give out here, just for this.
Nice.
Everybody listens to this MCAST, and as well as, I think Hans has a list of questions that have been asked from people from the forums, is it?
Yeah, they're just like some of the sampling of questions we've gotten from the forums just to ask us, you know, some stuff about the team or about the game or future games.
Yeah, and then Paulo's going to give us kind of a little bit of insight into some of the pro moves of certain characters that we haven't really revealed, some of the Shao Kahn and Darkseid and maybe some of the other characters, and give you an idea of how these pro moves work. I've seen a few people on some of the boards saying, you know, I can't get this one to work, and then somebody will come in and say, oh, just keep, you know, tapping this when this happens. And so maybe Paul can give
practicing.
Us
practicing, you'll get it eventually.
Yeah, Paul can give us a little insight as to, like, some of the timing and those things.
It's like, I've had the game for 12 hours, why haven't I mastered it yet? I don't understand, somebody teach me. So cool. What are the fatalities that you brought in? I didn't even know. They're the best ones, I'm sure. Right?
No, no, I don't think they're the best ones. But we have five
they're
of them.
Good
we'll
ones.
Give
they're
one.
Good.
We can give one away. I guess each one of us can give one away. One of the more brutal ones is Deathstroke.
Deathstroke.
You know, he has. And then this is one of the examples where we were, you know, kind of surprised with how much we were able to do in terms of a team rating. You know, we were able to. You know, Deathstroke, basically, you know, he takes his sword out and he, you know, slashes the opponent, and then they fall to their knees, and then he, you know, basically breaks their neck. So, and the motion for doing that is forward, down, back, forward, three, which is, like, we call three is a different button on the Xbox 360 versus the PS3. What is it?
It's A on
X. I think it's A on 360.
Yeah,
right.
On Xbox.
Yeah. And,
so it's A,
X on PS3.
Exactly. So that's one fatality. I guess we'll give you another one a little bit later, and maybe go into
just kind of tease them here now.
Yeah, maybe Hans or Hector can start reading a couple questions.
How did you guys used to release the fatalities before, like in the old arcade days? Like, I can't imagine.
We took precautions or steps to prevent people from, you know, from them being released. Every single one was basically discovered, you know, things that, I mean, crazy, insane ones. Like in MK2, I think there was a third fatality for Shang Tsung where he would morph into Kentaro and then, you know, punch the guy in half, and you had to be holding Was it high punch polo?
It was low punch.
Low punch for,
like, you
know.
30 seconds or something.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. For like a day and a half. And then and someone found it. I mean, what? I don't know. I have a feeling there's, you know. Because I would tell as few people as humanly possible just to avoid the chance of it happening. But somehow somebody was doing it. I remember being on Dennis's on Belmont. And I saw somebody do it, and I was like, wow.
I just remember going to arcades and seeing people, like, taping cheat sheets onto the, you know, right underneath the console, the screen, so they could be looking at us. All right, so I want to pull off this move, so I need to push. And they go down the little list, and, okay, I know what Scorpion's move is going to be, and yeah, just play it through.
Yeah, that was pretty crazy.
Yeah, there have been a lot of people that have been asking about how Shao Kahn and Darkseid are going to play. Look, like, a lot of people are expecting them to be, like, overpowered bosses. But we went out of our way to make sure that they play pretty much like normal characters, but you feel powerful when you're using them.
Yeah, that's a really good description. I mean, we're obviously not going to put a character in there that's just going to imbalance the game, especially with online. But when you're playing as Shao Kahn and Darkseid, you feel like you're playing a boss character, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they even have, like, their own pro moves. Like, Darkseid's got his anti-air Omega Blast I-beam move, and if you can catch somebody with it, if you go back one, as soon as that one hits, you can actually do a second beam that'll hit him a second time.
How's the first one go?
It's back two is the first move, and it hits people out of the air when they're jumping.
So it's back two, and then...
As soon as that connects, you hit back one.
Okay, there you go.
There you go. I'm going to get online right after this and go serve some people up.
I've actually been watching people play online today.
Has anyone pulled it off yet that you've seen? Or?
I haven't seen anybody playing with the bosses yet, but it's a ton of fun just to watch people play.
I can't imagine anybody's gone through story mode already, especially if they first got it. I'm sure as soon as they went in, they went straight to online and just started playing against people. That's the best experience that you're going to have, I think, is playing online against everybody else in the world.
Actually, you know, now that we're answering some questions, there's one that kind of came up on online. We're just kind of asking, like, is there any scene in the game, like, is there a favorite scene that you guys have, you know? And this comes from Blackula, I believe.
Blackula. In story mode? Like, what was the favorite scene?
I think it's, like, in story mode. Like, is there, like, a cut scene that you really like, you know, when you see in the game? Is there one that stands out?
Wow, that's a good question. I guess one, you know, for me, the one that stands out is Deathstroke cutting that guy's head off. The very beginning, you know, it was. I mean, even though it's kind of it's like in shadow, it's still, you know, it really kind of sets the tone for the whole, you know, anybody kind of playing the game thinking, oh, there's going to be no violence, no blood, no nothing. It's really kind of, you know, sets the tone for the whole story.
Yeah, I think for me, I think it's the one where Joker is talking with Batman. He goes, "Nothing up my sleeve." The one who kind of goes off there, and that's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah, when Joker finally has the strength to...
Yeah.
He was ready to fight Batman.
Exactly, and he goes, nothing up this sleeve, nothing up that sleeve.
Yeah. Paula, what do you think? Do you have any favorite?
I like the one where Batman tries to punch Sub-Zero and he freezes his hand. And Sub-Zero just looks at him like, what the hell?
And then Sub-Zero just turns around and turns his back to him. It's like, oh, yeah, you're not going to do anything.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. The cinematics were really well done. I was really surprised. Not really surprised, I mean, we expected them, but they were really well done. It fits together perfectly. We've gotten, a lot of the reviews have called out how well our story mode has been, so that's hopefully something we can continue.
Yeah, one of the things I actually like that we did this time around that wasn't done in the past was how we went from a cinematic and then kind of went straight into gameplay, and how that merging, that wasn't like you didn't get this feel of a definitive cut between a cinematic and in-game. Mm-hmm. So I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah, that was definitely cool. There's a lot of work that our tech guys, you know, one of the guys you had in here a few podcasts ago, I think it was, I'm sorry, MCAS, was John Greenberg. He did a lot of work to get the, you know, get the movie player to play seamlessly right into the fighting, and that really helped with our presentation.
You got any more questions over there, Hans?
Do I have any more? There's always questions. Let's see.
How does this experience affect your plans for the future Mortal Kombat games?
This well, comes
games
from-
plural, I guess, is a little maybe jumping the gun a little bit. Well, you know, I think our kind of, you know, goal with each game is to not do the expected, I guess, you know. So, you know, and kind of this game, you know, being Mortal Kombat 8 and you know, garnering enough, you know, attention and you know, positive kind of comments has been, you know, it's kind of like solidified our kind of feel of, you know, we really want to do something different. So, you know, there's a number of different ways, different directions we can take with the next game. You know, one is the obvious is to, you know, do we want to do some kind of a follow up? You know, a Mortal Kombat versus, you know, Marvel or.
Now the rumors are going to start flying because Ed said.
Yeah, no, this is just, you know, this is just, you know, conversations that we've had. You know, obviously there's a lot more involved than just, you know, saying it out loud. And or going back to an M-rated Mortal Kombat, you know, which is, you know, I think there'd be a, you know, a coolness to, okay, let's, you know, we haven't really cut loose with, you know, fatalities on the next-gen system. So, okay. You know, that's something that we can, you know, look into as well. Or... You know, I mean, and this is way less of a chance, but, you know, to me, it'd always be cool to see a Mortal Kombat versus Street Fighter, but, you know, we're not the only ones who that's up to.
Let's see. This one, Paula could probably answer. It's a gameplay question, actually. It goes, when in rage mode, can you be knocked back by a breaker?
Actually, you can't. When you're in rage mode, the other opponent can't do a breaker against you as long as you're in rage mode.
If you're both in rage mode, though.
If you're both in rage mode, neither guy can do a breaker.
Because you're in rage mode.
Well, because he's used up his breaker meter.
Breaker meter.
Your breaker meter. That's where you break down and start
that,
doing
that
dance
bar up
on the
top.
I like rage mode. It definitely feels good. And if you time it perfectly, it really helps you out in the matches.
It can change the outcome of a fight.
Yeah. So good job. Whose idea was Rage Mode anyway?
It was pretty much the lot of us coming up with ideas to bring something new to the gameplay.
Yeah, I do remember Paulo, you know, wrote me a pretty detailed email. He's had a number of conversations with the other designers and stuff like that. But Paulo wrote me a pretty detailed email, you know, describing how we wanted it to function, and you know, everybody kind of adds to the whole, you know, to the mix.
Was Rage, was that mode, was it created after we got the basics of the story mode in, or was it a precursor to kind of the story? Because it kind of ties into the whole...
Rage mode was pretty late in the game. I mean, yeah, you know, we hadn't shown it to anybody, had we?
After E3 when we showed it to people, but the idea was around for a while.
Right.
Yeah, the first time it came out was at Comic-Con, so... Yeah. Or no, Leipzig. The Leipzig build was the first one that had Rage mode.
Right.
I remember that. That was fun.
How many all-nighters has the team pulled? I don't think the whole team was ever here the whole night together, but individuals,
one group would be staying late one night, and then...
Yeah, sometimes the art, sometimes the programmers towards the end, I think, were the main ones pulling the all-nighters. I know Alan Vellani pulled quite a few. Yeah. I remember seeing Paulo here.
Alan was like here like... 3 days in a row or something like that.
Yeah, that was
Alan
crazy.
Actually moved in. I don't know.
He signed a lease.
Now that the game's
moved
over,
in.
I can actually tell you guys. He actually moved in for a little while. I wasn't supposed to tell you, but
Mike Boone, I remember I came because he makes the builds of the game, and he was here a couple of nights, I think, in a row. God, who wasn't here? Not many people I can't think of that didn't pull all nighters.
Yeah, there was quite a few. I just remember walking through the office like right after one of those nights and just seeing the guys, and just like I'm just amazed that they could stay up and get everything done like they did.
Right. Coffee. Lots of coffee. And
lots and lots of coffee. I know we went on a couple of coffee donut runs for those guys.
Twisty! Good times. What, how about some more Shao Kahn pro moves? You guys have any, do you have any of those, Paul?
Yeah, he's got his shoulder charge move, and it's forward and attack four, which is the B button on Xbox. In a circle on PS3, and when as soon as the shoulder hits him, if you hit up in the B button or up in the circle button on PS3, he'll do a second hit at a shoulder charge.
Nice.
Jeez.
Yeah, the timing of those things are really, you gotta kind of practice them. The practice mode in the game and all that is a good place to kind of hone your skills.
Well, that was a question that people had. If you were to do you know how there's an achievement and a trophy to unlock all of the pro moves. If you were to perform all the pro moves in practice mode, do those count, or do you have to pull them off in combat?
I believe you have to pull them off in either arcade mode or an online fight or versus fight. They won't work in practice mode.
So if you just went through practice mode and just tried to keep doing them over and over, you wouldn't unlock it. So you actually have to pull them off in combat.
Because it's practice mode.
Yeah, or you just... having nobody on the second controller and do it yourself.
Just do it yourself.
Problem solved.
A game tip right there for you.
What was the mentality behind locking up so many achievements to the combo challenge? Why did you want to do it that way, Paulo?
We just wanted a
impossible thing to do.
We just wanted a medal out there so you could the hardcore players would have something to show off on, and like you go online, you channel somebody, and you can actually you can go to their gamer card and you can see, hey, this guy's got 1,000 achievement points. He's probably gonna like destroy me.
Yeah.
All right, I better disconnect.
There's actually videos online that people have got the game yesterday and they've completed all the combo challenges.
Are you serious?
Yeah, they put up videos of themselves doing them.
I have yet to complete a single one. Actually, no, I take that back. I did Jokers so far.
Where you push the Y button?
Yeah. You know, giving the fatalities out on this MCAST is pretty cool. It's a different avenue for people to get them. I went online and I went on a couple of the forums just to see how people were getting fatalities out.
Yeah, no, the forums are a really solid source of getting fatalities. It's great.
What it's the 150 or 200 people that are members of that website that are the only ones that are getting it. So I would imagine that there's, you know, 100,000 or 200,000 more people who have no idea how to get the fatalities.
So
one of the coolest fatalities that I thought for sure was actually pretty awesome from the first time that I saw it, because of the work that went into it and just the idea behind it, was Liu Kang's kind of arcade drop from MK3, right?
Yeah.
So it was pretty cool to see that kind of updated in this new generation. Hopefully a lot of the old school fans will see it and kind of laugh on it, and the new school fans will be like, what is that machine who've never seen
it? What does that have to do with anything?
Yeah, exactly. They're not going to do it. But the way to pull that off, and this one's cool because you can do it from anywhere on the screen. I know a lot of the fatalities, you know, people don't know the distances, but this one you can do it at any point on the screen, and it's forward, back, down, down, and 3, which is X on PS3 and A on 360. So that one's really, really cool. Pull that one off online.
If you look at the screen on the arcade machine right before it falls, the game is actually running on the screen.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah, and you can play it.
And you can play it.
Special code.
No. If you beat Superman in Metropolis 8 times with just low kick, and you do Liu Kang.
But someone's going to actually believe that, and it's going to try, and then we're going to see on the forum, goes, I've tried and tried, and I can't get to play the arcade machine.
Yeah. Wow. Paulo's got another fatality.
Yeah, well, the last one we can give out, I guess, is Batman's Summon the Bats fatality.
Yeah, summon the Bats.
It's not called Summon the Bats. It's called Summon the Bats. Summon the Bats. You have to say it twice.
It's two of them. What was the idea behind that fatality? Or brutality, I'm sorry, brutality.
Heroic brutality.
Yeah, there was actually a lot of back and forth. A lot of people had opinions on what Batman should do. And that was one that we ended up with.
Yeah, Batman, I mean, for whatever it's worth, Batman, we submitted at least 5 or 6 brutality moves.
Yeah, just different
visions. And you know, they ranged, you know, again, we really tried to kind of push the, you know, push things really hard with it. But, you know, so, you know, we had a lot of revisions of a lot of fatalities, and he had probably the most of any character. Mm-hmm. And the Summon of the Bats, what I think was just, I don't know, for some reason, a lot of people that came into mind for them is to, like, you know, how about a brutality where a bunch of bats come out and attack the guy? I don't know why.
Yeah. It was actually a joke. It was a joke for a long time. Remember,
right.
We would actually talk about it.
Oh, right.
Like, whenever, you know, for the first probably a couple months of development, you know, finish him comes up on screen, but we don't really have any fatalities in there.
So everybody would yell, summon the bats.
Yeah, summon the bats. Call the bats in. And it was hilarious. And then, like, 5 months later, it's in the game.
Yeah. So after you beat somebody with Batman, if you want to summon the bats.
Summon the bats.
It's... down, back, forward, forward, and then attack 4, which is the B button on Xbox and circle on PS3.
What is that noise?
Yeah, bro, are we going to fix that leak in here? Oh, well.
That's awesome. So this is probably the last MCAST that we're going to do.
Ever.
Okay, I guess we just got canceled by Ed.
Ed Moon has just canceled the MCAST. That's going to be the top news story.
No, you guys are starting next week's one's for MK9, right?
Yeah.
We're doing MK9?
Oh, oops.
Uh-oh. MK9, Attack of the Dog, Attack of the Killer Dogs.
boo!
You laugh. Watch. We're gonna ride that out as much as possible.
Yep, crypto.
Crypto. Another DC license.
So yeah, we're really excited about the game actually being out and on the shelves, and I'm actually looking forward to getting back home and getting online and trying to climb up the
leaderboards. Yeah, I think a lot of people on the team are getting online. Some are already online. I don't know if there's a way to. we want to, like, you know, identify ourselves or something so people can play against us. But
write a few people out. So, if you see this guy,
we can create an account here and just have that be like the official MK team, you know, username. And we'll release that and let people kind of get on and get beat.
I mean, that's a good idea.
I don't know if we want to do that, but what if we find the one kid that is like better than Paulo and Eddie? Do we hire him?
Pretty much. Yeah.
Well, guaranteed. If you can beat, you heard Ed say it.
Consistently.
If you can beat Paulo and Eddie, you have a job on the team.
Yeah, Paulo and Eddie, you know, used to hang out in arcades, and you know, they ended up helping us test MK2 and 3 and 4, and then they were, you know, members of the team by the time we got into the PlayStation 2 stuff.
Well, I guess that's about it for this MCAST. In fact, this is probably our last one regarding the MK versus DC Universe.
Yeah, we're going to still continue to do MCAST. It's been a really, really cool vehicle for us to get kind of our message out to the fans and kind of squelch a lot of the speculation that gets out there when people try to fill in the blanks on their own. So we'll definitely be doing MCAST in the future. They're just going to happen to be a little more Mortal Kombat centric, and I think it'll be cool to kind of fill in some of the holes from over the years that people might have questions about.
Or maybe drop a hint or two about what might be coming down the road. But either way, it's a lot of fun, and you know, we really appreciate a lot of the questions and the enthusiasm we've gotten from the fans and on the forum. So, you know, definitely if you have questions, as always, please forward them to us. We'll be more than happy to try to get to them as we can.
That's pretty much it, man. Everybody go out and pick up the game. It's out in stores right now. Make sure you tell your friends to pick up the game. Buy it for all of your cousins. Mm-hmm. Hopefully I'll see you guys online playing sooner or later.
And special thanks again to Ed for taking the time to come in here, as well as Paulo.
Yeah, thanks for having us out there. It's been great. And also, yeah, just wanted to throw out my thanks to everybody for, you know, supporting Mortal Kombat versus DC Universe. I know the idea was a kind of a curveball from a lot of people's perspectives, but we really were glad how people kind of warmed up to the idea and, you know, so much showed us so much enthusiasm at the very end.
Yeah, there's one thing that you can always say. They got passion.
Exactly.
That definitely came through.
If anything you could say about Mortal Kombat fans, it's they are definitely passionate and opinionated.
That's right. That's right. But it was a really fun experience, and I want to thank everybody on the team for all their hard work, and it was really cool, and special thanks to all the fans for making all of this possible. It really is a dream come true, man.
And cue the violin music.
So I guess that's it. So thanks for tuning in, and take care.
Yeah, tell your friends. Later.
Thanks.
Peace.
Peace.
Excellent.